to move on. So talk a little bit about how that game played out.
Okay, sounds great. We started the game out pretty strong, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, we were moving the ball, controlling the clock, keeping field position, really chewing some large chunks of time and yardage up. Offensively, running the triple option with our quarterback and our B-back, and then playing just great defense behind it. Lafayette, very skilled. Their quarterback is great. They have a bunch of great skill kids. And we're able to keep them bottled up and kind of guessing for that first half. So we led the halftime going in 21-0, so we're feeling pretty good.
So, yeah, this was a 4-5 matchup. You know, so you knew, you know, Lafayette was probably going to have something for you in the second half. What adjustments did they make? And, you know, how did you guys end up how did the game wind down?
Okay. They came out pretty solid. They were making some plays with the quarterback as athletic as he is. We kind of were walking a fine line between double-edged sword of getting pressure on him and him scrambling and running all over the place and playing coverage and giving him time. And we ended up on the back end of that, giving him too much time sometimes. He was able to pop a few big plays on us, some deep balls downfield and capturing a couple points, and that's what they've done all year. They've always been able to out-athletic people and get big plays, and you know, our first half really kept them in check, but we were able to, again, control the ball at the end and make some plays ourselves offensively and get it done.
Did you guys have to get a stop at the end of the game, or were you able to get in that favorite play and formation of all, the victory formation?
Well, we were. They scored, kicked off to us on an onside. We were able to recover it, and then we were able to just keep the ball and keep possession and then kneel it out at the end.
Who are some kids that stood out? You said your quarterback, your B-back. Obviously, you guys were doing some things up front defensively. Who are some kids that stood out for you tonight, Coach?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Brandon Glom, he is our quarterback and played great. He had 191 yards today and one touchdown, but he does such a great job of distributing the ball. Our B-back as well made some great decisions. He had 130 yards and three touchdowns. So Brandon does a great job of controlling the ball and taking care of the dive and the pitch and the keep phase. And he just is a tough, tough runner. He might not outrun you for 70, but he can definitely get you four anytime he needs to. So he was definitely the shining spot for us, the offense. Defensively, Rocky Rowan for us makes a ton of plays. He's our inside linebacker, and he leads our team in tackles. And he's just a dang hard worker. Brandon himself, you know, going back to Brandon, he leads the KC metro area in all classes in touchdowns. That's just how tough he is. But both of those guys were standouts for us tonight.
Coach, the road doesn't get any easier next week. You have to go to Lincoln Prep. Lincoln Prep won 38-10 over Kansas City East. A couple things. What do you have to do to get ready for Lincoln? And is that game going to be played on a Friday night?
It'll be on Friday night, yes, at Lincoln Prep on their new blue field. And they've got a big quarterback that is very mobile, very, very good athlete. They went through some tragedy this week with their running back on a car accident. So I know that they'll be playing extremely hard for him. And I think that showed tonight. So they're spread athletic. They've got a bunch of guys that can take it the distance in a hurry if you let them. It'll be kind of same blueprint next week as we had this week.
All right, great, Coach. Well, best of luck next week. Give us a call. Let us know how it goes against Lincoln Prep.
Thank you. Thank you for covering us as always.
All right, that was Mark Fabian of Excelsior Springs. Excelsior Springs holds on in the second half, comes out with a 28-24 win over Lafayette. Let's